What's trending on Money FM 89.3?
All righties, welcome to What's Trending.
We're already in the air.
Yeah. First stop, yeah. What's trending?
There you go. So, yes, earlier I teased it, but now I'll dive into the whole story. Mm. I was referring to Team Lab, which I just visited in Tokyo last year. Yes, I really did go HP. Same time I went to Disneyland during that week. So what's Team Lab all about? It was founded in 2001 by Toshiyuki Inoko. It's been known for creating highly immersive audio-visual installations.
Ooh.
So if you haven't been, maybe you've heard about it. It's a bit like an amusement park, and it's a place where you can really immerse yourself in fun. Mm. It's like a disco, except you have to take your shoes off. You can jump around. There's different lights. And by the end of it, you'll feel like you've entered or come out of a different universe. Dua Lipa's been, Ricky Martin, all these stars.
And you've now, been.
me. And now, due to this popularity, they're opening up in the Middle East.
Wow. Okay.
To be more specific, they'll open a venue in Jeddah. It will comprise over 80 sensorial installations across a 10,000 square foot space, which is absolutely huge. So it's really amazing, just like I said. And in Tokyo, Guinness World Records has crowned Team Lab Borderless as the most visited museum from a single artist or group. Mm. So if you live in the Middle East or Jeddah, to be specific, or you're visiting, you may just want to connect with Team Lab and explore what it feels like to be borderless, because that's what the immersive experience is like. It's all about connecting with your body, feeling free, enjoying yourself. The venue opens in the summer of 2024, and you can find out more on the Team Lab website.
I'm just waiting for them to open up in Singapore.
There you go. They might soon.
They might.
Hey, Team Lab, open up in Singapore.
Yeah, we should call them up.
There you go.
Well, on that note, do you guys watch the Met Gala? Tian, do you watch the Met Gala?
Not really, but I think I've seen all the snippets coming in right on social media.
Right.
Yeah.
All the dresses and etc.
Do you watch the Met Gala?
Usher wore like this red watch, which is worth like $2 million.
Wow.
So yeah.
Okay,
I saw.
We should ask our guest later.
Was that the one with the sand dress? Is that the one? The dress made with sand?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I was like, how is she? And then there was a video of her trying to go up the stairs
with
that dress.
Yeah, she was carried up.
Yeah.
I think they cut up the dress in the end.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
They cut out the train of the dress, so it becomes like a, not a miniskirt, but a, you know, like a short dress.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, this is it. This is the conversation that Met Gala spurs amongst
fashion.
People. I mean, those who watch the Met Gala, or follow the Met Gala, we're all for who's the best dressed.
Right.
And, of course, who's the worst dressed? Mm. I mean, the guest list is insane. In fact, ahead of the Met Gala, the attendees' names are kept tightly under wraps. Mm. So everyone's wondering who's going, who's not going this year, what's the tea? Well, we now know.
What's the goss? Who did what?
Well, we now know everyone who graced the carpet in the garden party finery. So this year's theme was a garden party.
Mm.
And we saw Bad Bunny, we saw Chris Hemsworth, we saw Jennifer Lopez.
Wow.
Zendaya had two outfits on.
Wow.
Like, it was just beauty everywhere. But do you know who wasn't there?
Justin Bieber. Apparently he doesn't like to go. Drake too. I know about the pop stars.
I mean,
tell us. I'll let you have this one.
Let me have it. Katy Perry.
Ooh.
Or was she there?
Oh, was
well,
she?
A picture of Katy Perry at the bottom of the Met steps circulated online, leading to fans to believe that the singer was attending the event. So in the picture, Perry was, you know, wearing an off-white ball gown adorned with roses and moss, and she really went with a theme. Now, with pictures of her at the gala, it might lead you to think that she was there, but she wasn't.
Oh.
So what were these photos? Apparently, it was AI-generated. Yeah.
Wow.
So on Instagram, she shared two images of an AI rendering of her attending the Met. In the first, she wears a cream-colored floor-length ball gown trimmed in moss at the hem, perfect for the evening's dress code. But the caption read, "Couldn't make it to the Met, had to work."
Oh.
And fans replied to, you know, Katy Perry's Instagram post, admitting that they have been fooled by the photo. Because honestly, when we're scrolling through Instagram, we look at the photo before.
She was there. Katy Perry was there.
Oh, look. This is what she was wearing. Oh,
so,
she looks so beautiful.
I suppose no fireworks.
Oh, I was waiting for that.
Oh. But guess who else got fooled?
I'll let you have this one.
her own boyfriend. Mom.
Oh, her mom.
Yeah, her own mom. She shared a screenshot of her conversation with her mom, who was also fooled by the image. And she quoted it by saying, LOL, mom, the AI got you too. Beware. So beware indeed, the extent the AI can go.
Warren Buffett was just talking about AI and its damages as well.
I know.
At his recent event. Yeah.
That Tian Tian talked about.
Yes, there you go.
You were listening.
Berkshire Hathaway.
But on top of AI, there's this thing called the achieving general AI, general artificial intelligence, which is where AI becomes smarter than humans. So it's a whole...
They'll know who went or who didn't go. Or
I mean, they're taking over the world. Mm. They'll take over our jobs.
Robots,
no, please no.
Alrighties, but to our listeners, beware. Don't get fooled by everything you see on the internet, because sometimes it could be AI generated.
Mm.
And that's what's trending today.